Today, federal investigators strongly denied a claim that TWA Flight 800 was accidentally shot down by the U.S. Navy. The friendly fire theory has surfaced repeatedly, and yesterday, Public Relations Executive Pierre Salinger, a former ABC News correspondent, said he had evidence showing a U.S. Navy missile brought the plane down. Salinger also alleged that U.S. officials knew about the supposed evidence and were covering it up. Today, the FBI, the Navy, and the National Transportation Safety Board came out in force to refute the claim. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
At a hastily called news conference, the federal officials in charge of the investigation had strong words in response to Salinger's allegations. The FBI's James Kallstrom called the charges of a government cover-up pure, utter nonsense, outrageous.
I am telling you the results of our investigation, and that the results of that investigation are there's not one scintilla of evidence that the U.S. military had anything to do with this tragedy, nor could they if they wanted to. There were not assets with ordnance close enough with the right technology to do this.
Admiral Edward Christensen of the Navy said a P-3 Orion aircraft, which does not carry missiles, was on routine patrol 80 miles away from the crash site. An Aegis cruiser was 185 miles away, with reduced power radar that wouldn't have even picked up TWA 800's flight. And he said no military craft in the area were armed.
None of the military or Coast Guard activities were involved in any type of armed exercises off the coast of Long Island on the 17th of July.
Pierre Salinger's allegations have prompted a flood of calls to NTSB headquarters from family members of the victims of the crash. The NTSB said the story has caused the families incredible pain and confusion. Jim Hall is chair of the NTSB.
Mr. Salinger's recent statement about having proof has been unfortunate and irresponsible, not only for raising confusion in the minds of many people here and abroad, not only for causing consternation and pain to the families of the victims, but also for the fact that a once well-respected journalist would seize information that he now admits was third-hand at best and try to promote it as some scoop of his.
Pierre Salinger, former press secretary in the Kennedy administration, made his charges public at an aviation conference on the French Riviera. He claimed to have received a document from an unidentified Frenchman, quote, involved in various government things. The document, Salinger said, was written by an American with ties to the U.S. Secret Service with important contacts in the U.S. Navy. Salinger went on to claim he'd shown the document to, quote, some very important people who told him to hold off until after the presidential election, a charge federal authorities vehemently deny. In fact, Salinger later had to concede the information in the document he'd been handed had been available for months on the internet. The anonymous writer of that internet message claimed the plane was shot down by a U.S. Navy guided missile ship that was conducting practice firings off Long Island. The internet posting, supposedly from a former safety chairman for the Airline Pilots Association, concluded it has been a cover-up from the word go. It is time to end this farce and tell the public the real truth. Other postings on the internet have claimed Flight 800 was hit by a meteor or collided in midair with a UFO. According to Vincent Canestraro, former chief of counterterrorist operations with the CIA, such theories blossom after unexplained catastrophic events, and the internet has given them a ready conduit.
Before, if you had a suspicion that there was some kind of a conspiracy involved, you had to sell it to mainstream media before you get it amplified. Now anyone can do it at any time as long as they have access to the internet. It's really a very democratic forum.
And Canestraro adds it's a forum without any critical filters, which makes it fertile ground for those who distrust the mainstream media and are suspicious of federal authorities, especially those conducting the TWA investigation.
And they represent the federal government. As long as there are conspiracy theorists who have as their starting point a very cynical view of the federal government, there's nothing that people in the federal government can do to minimize that suspicion. They're always going to be accused of covering up.
That means that if and when investigators do come up with an explanation for what caused the explosion, many people won't believe it. Officials say they hope dredging that began this week will turn up more clues. Two charter vessels normally used for scallop trawling have been dragging huge iron dredges through the sand on the ocean bottom. They've turned up hundreds of pounds of wreckage, including wiring, a tire, and pieces from the plane's center fuel tank, which is still the main focus of the investigation. Investigators still say the plane could have exploded because of mechanical failure, a bomb, or a terrorist's missile, but they stress not one fired by the U.S. military. I'm Melissa Block in New York.